This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
Rich Paul.
We were talking about El Chapo and kind of just a brief overview that went over some of the numbers in the case. There's other stories like this one here from the New York Times. Apparently the prosecution has rested in the El Chapo case as of today after calling 56 witnesses against him over 3 months of hearings and testimony. I mean, can you imagine how awful it must be to be on this jury? You've been taken away from your life for 3 months, whatever it was that you did as a career.
Your bills are 3 months late. You're probably fired.
Yeah, I guess they probably don't pay you very much, do they?
They pay you. They say they pay you. They pay you like $10 a day or something dumb.
Yeah. How the hell are you supposed to deal with that?
Oh, because usually you're only in there for like 2 days.
Yeah. In this case, 3 months of these people's lives has been spent.
And you're probably sequestered in a case like that.
Yeah, because there's risks to the jury.
Which means that you're locked in a hotel room. They take away your cell phone. They cut off the internet. And you're not allowed to talk to anybody.
Yep. Awful.
So you're locked in a hotel room with no internet and no TV.
Yeah. You're in prison.
Yeah.
It's worse than some prisons in that case. Because in some prisons, you can actually have a television.
Yeah, you get phone calls in prison.
You can have a newspaper.
You can even have a cell phone if you can fit it in your butt.
So, just a little bit more here on El Chapo, one of the most, infamous of drug kingpins. And then also on the way here tonight, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of stuff. I know, Rich, you wanted to talk about the Yellow Vesters out in France. And so I've got a piece about them doing some really interesting things to speeding cameras in France. In fact, a large percentage of the country's speeding cameras. But I, from this New York Times piece, just to kind of give you a different perspective on the trial, it says that it was something like a Dickens novel. Mr. Guzman, which is El Chapo's last name, was confronted by an endless stream of figures from his past. His chief Colombian cocaine supplier, his top American distributor, the son of his partner and heir apparent to his empire, one of his personal secretaries, the 5'4", 20-something IT expert who built his encrypted cell phone network, and the much younger mistress with whom he escaped from the Mexican Marines naked through a tunnel dug beneath a bathtub in his safe house. As if that weren't enough, prosecutors also called to the stand several law enforcement and forensic experts, among them an Ecuadorian prosecutor, members of the Colombian National Police, a military officer from the Dominican Republic, and various agents from the FBI, DEA, and Homeland Security investigations. There was a fourth-generation handwriting analyst whose great-grandfather had worked on the Charles Lindbergh baby kidnapping case. This sounds like an expensive trial. They spent, according to this article, over a decade investigating this guy.
And they didn't even put his CIA handlers on the stand. That would have been a whole other set.
The combined testimony of the witnesses was devastating. They described how for nearly 30 years, Guzman moved tons of drugs from Central America to Mexico, then to the United States and Canada, through a mind-boggling variety of methods, including speedboats, tuna fishing boats, carbon fiber airplanes designed to evade radar, helicopters, passenger cars, cargo trains, semi-submersible submarines, tractor trailers packed with cans of jalapenos, and yet another tunnel.
What do you do with a submarine that's only semi-submersible? You can submerge it halfway? I'm not.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think I'd want a semi-submersible submarine. If I'm going to get
mean?
In a submarine, I want it to be fully completely submersible.
What does that mean? It's
certified
like
to high depth or low depth. I'm not sure how you're supposed to, but certified to
underwater.
A lot of depth, a lot of pressure.
Does that mean it's like a boat and it's only partly underwater?
I don't know. Does that mean
you can't go all the way that you could down as you could go with a regular submarine?
It's not clear.
Because I feel like the second one makes more sense.
It seems like it, but then why would they call it semi-submersible? Because if it's submersible, like Rich is saying,
like
it would go completely underwater.
Right.
The witnesses also accused the crime lord of paying off almost every level of the Mexican police, military, and political establishment, including an alleged $100 million bribe to one of the country's former presidents, Enrique Peña Nieto. Mr. Guzman was said to have ordered the deaths of dozens of his rivals, enemies, and informants, and to have armed himself with a gold-plated AK-47.
That you got the government on your payroll. What do you got to worry about your informants for?
A camouflage-patterned M16 and at least three diamond-encrusted pistols, one with his initials on the handle.
I wish people would quit doing that. Like, a gun is not for decoration.
If you've got $1 billion, then yes, it is.
But why? Like, you still have,
because
like,
you can.
Why not?
Because it's going to mess up the function of a gun. Either
having
you're
diamonds
grabbing
on it?
Stabby diamonds, or you have diamonds getting stuck in your side.
He personally killed, they say, at least three people, and ordered his men to bury one of them alive and dispose of the other two bodies in a bonfire. Beyond helping prosecutors substantiate the 11 counts in Mr. Guzman's indictment, witnesses painted a complicated portrait of the man himself. They told jurors how he rose from being a poor campesino in the village of La Tuna in the Sierra Madre Mountains to become a billionaire narco lord with a $10 million beach house, a fleet of private jets, a yacht that he named for himself, and a personal zoo. By the end of the government's case, jurors had heard stories about Guzman's temper, his grace under pressure, bottomless libido, workaholic nature, and the love of the limelight and obsession with spying on everyone around him. They learned about his failed vanity.
It's not an obsession. That's good security.
Well, right, because you never know when your right-hand man is going to turn against you.
It's not paranoia when they're really out to get you.
Exactly. They learned about his failed vanity movie project and even got to see a video of his underwear drawer.
Why? Why do we need that?
I don't know. Prosecutors were able to assemble all of this because many have been working on the Guzman case for it.
Prosecutors like taking pictures of weird stuff.
For a decade or more. Well before the kingpin was extradited from Mexico 2 years ago to stand trial in New York, he was already facing six separate indictments filed in six separate federal judicial districts. As one of the world's biggest drug traffickers, Guzman presented a unique target, and with some notable exceptions, building one of the world's biggest drug trafficking cases against him required a unique level of collaboration. And they go on to rattle off the various government agencies that worked on this particular case. So, just absolutely, an interesting case. He has, by the way, informed the judge that he will not be taking the stand. So the prosecution has rested as of today. Defense will begin, and talk about a tough client to defend in this case. This is going to be would be very interesting to watch this particular case. In fact, there was another story about apparently there's an actor who portrays him in some series called Narcos, which I'm not familiar with.
It's a good series. I like it.
So it's based on reality, is the idea?
Yeah, the part I saw was season one, which goes off, which talks about Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen the meme they use of the guy sitting all alone on a swing set. That's a picture of Escobar from Narcos.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
So I guess the actor who portrays El Chapo in that series came to his trial today, and apparently El Chapo was happy about it. He like waved at him and was happy to see that the actor who portrays him had come out to watch the trial. So anyway, you want to comment? You're welcome to join us. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Naughty Goy Oh, boy, this, I'm sure, is not going to be good. Actually, I'm going to just put you back on hold because we don't have enough time.
I don't like the sound of that.
We don't have enough time. I got to make sure that our dump machine is built up here, and so we're going to make sure that we do that here coming up in a moment. We've been, Rich, since it's been a while since you've been on the show, we've had an issue with certain types of people infiltrating the phones here on Free Talk Live and then saying things they're not supposed to say on the radio. So we'll be prepared for this caller coming up here in moments.
What types of people were they?
The types of people that would have screen names like that, and also the types of people who are 15 and think it's cute to say bad words.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use liberty.menu. It is a directory of liberty-minded businesses as well as digital content creators and events. In fact, you can rate and review the various listings there. There's even a bit of a social networking aspect so you can connect and share with others. If you're a libertarian, a voluntarist, an anarchist, whatever you are, as long as you reject the initiation of force, you are welcome over at liberty.menu. You can put up on the menu whatever it is that you do, whatever business you're involved in, more than one of them, that's fine. It's free to do that. So unless you want to keep it a secret that you're a liberty-friendly business, and there may be reasons that you want to keep it a secret, if you want people to know and you want other libertarians to possibly bring you some new business, then get up there over at liberty.menu. Once again, that's liberty.menu. And use code FTL. You can get a free or a special listener badge or a special badge to identify you as a Free Talk Live listener at liberty.menu. Ian, Melanie, and Rich in the studio here tonight. And what do you know? That caller that was trying to call in before the break with the potentially offensive handle, when we had the board operator ask for their phone number, they didn't want to give up their number. So
naughty boy.
We have a system to deal with callers who want to put our radio stations in jeopardy. Because look, Free Talk Live is an open phone show. We will allow you to call in about virtually anything you want to talk about, but it does have to be within FCC guidelines. However, there is something we've been doing for a couple months now. It was since late November, I think. So, yeah, 2 months. We've been doing Free Talk Live after shows that are only available on the Twitch platform over at twitch.lrn.fm. Now, Rich, I don't know if you're familiar with Twitch. It's been a while since we've had you in here. But at some point last year, we added in this video streaming network. So Amazon purchased Twitch a few years ago. They're a competitor to YouTube, but they focus on only like 90% of their stuff is video games. So people playing games.
Yeah, I always associate Twitch with like video games and cleavage.
Yeah, that we'll see that on there. In fact, if you have cleavage and you can play video games, or even if you can't play them that well, if you have cleavage, you will probably do fairly well on Twitch if you, you know.
Yeah, I'm down to 180 pounds, no more cleavage.
So, you lost some weight.
Oh yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, 240 to 180.
Wow. That's awesome. So anyway, as I was explaining, over on Twitch, we have this after show that we do, and I think probably this week we'll do a Wednesday after show. Normally we do it on Tuesday nights, but I think this week we'll do a Wednesday. So we just kind of do whenever we feel like it, and we've kind of been doing once a week typically. And so for those of you that want to really say the F word on the air with us, you can do it on our after show. You can do it. We call it Freer Talk Live, and it's not the same thing at all as the radio show, because like the radio show, we've got breaks. The breaks are, you know, specific times. We've got radio stations. We've got to protect their licenses. So there's just certain things that you can't say on the radio. But most of the things you can't say on the radio, you can say on Twitch. So if you really want to get on with something that's particularly offensive, then the Twitch-only after show would be the right time and the right place to do that.
The FCC is unconstitutional. I just got to slip that in.
I totally agree with you. I am no fan of the FCC. I love pirate radio. I love the idea of broadcasting without asking for permission. I've always been a huge fan of those people who have the gumption, the huevos, to actually put a transmitter on the air and risk a raid, risk having their home like being treated like a drug dealer, having their house raided by the police. And the FCC, FBI, local cops. It's usually a multi-jurisdictional task force that's going to come in and raid your house.
I thought they just sent you a letter these days and told you to cut it out.
No, that's usually how that's what they start with. They start with a threatening letter. But if you ignore the threatening letter, and then you ignore the subsequent threatening letter, at some point they will come in with men with guns.
Yeah, most of the alphabets are going to start with letters.
Yeah. And usually the letter works, you know. The letter allows the person to know, hey, we caught you. Better either show the proof that you're legally broadcasting or shut it down. And, of course, most of them will shut it down. when given the opportunity. But it
I still want to see a broadcast trailer.
That you could move around and place.
Yeah, whenever
locations.
You get a letter, just move it to another house.
That's a great
the letter
idea.
Wouldn't even go to you. It would go to
the
somebody
owner.
Who owns property in the neighborhood where you're parked, I guess, maybe.
That would become more possible the more liberty-friendly property owners we get. Because if you only have a handful of liberty-friendly property owners, you only have a few options as far as where you can park that trailer. Because you don't want to park it somewhere where it's not authorized. Otherwise, it'll get towed. Right.
Right. So. Well, I mean, the easiest thing to do is park it, like if you're in Manchester, just park it in city parking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So battery-operated, basically, you charge up some batteries and let it run for some
time? Yeah, probably battery-operated. Push it along with solar some if you can.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And
I've heard solar's
just move it every
better.
Other day.
I've heard solar is much more efficient now than it used to be.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you could take the trailer and outfit it with enough solar panels to actually run, say, like a 50-watt transmitter. You're essentially talking about a light bulb, right? Like
yeah, I mean, we could certainly look into what it takes to generate 50 watts from a solar panel. I mean, of course, you need more than just the transmitter.
Right. You need the equipment,
all the glue.
The receiver, the wireless transmitter or whatever
receive
your internet connection.
If your transmitter is 50 watts, I'd imagine you'd be able to do it with 100 watts.
The whole package? Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's probably true. That's the kind of stuff that we can do here, for instance, in New Hampshire. The more libertarians we get to migrate here, as the three of us have done, we didn't know each other before we moved here. And having more people together in one geographic area makes more things possible. We actually just had a couple move in here last week, and they came to our cryptocurrency meetup yesterday. And they were super excited that they got to actually spend cryptocurrency in real life.
Right.
Because here in Keene and Portsmouth, to a lesser extent Manchester, but in these areas in New Hampshire, we actually have real businesses that accept cryptocurrency at their point of sale. And it's a real smooth process. It's easy to do. And they'd never done that before. And they're big into crypto. Like one of them's a crypto programmer. He works on Zcash. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was super, excited that this was even possible. And then not only that they've got there's a couple landlords that are cryptocurrency acceptors up here. So not only can they buy food and drinks with cryptocurrency, they could even pay their rent with cryptocurrency. Which I mean, it's like that's amazing for people to be able to have that experience. And it's something that exists not by chance. It wasn't random that Keene and Portsmouth, New Hampshire became these cryptocurrency hotspots. It's because of the libertarian activists who moved here, who came together into the same place, and did what it took to bring those businesses on board.
And it was a lot of sweat selling that, it took some work.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it wasn't a whole lot of work, but it did take some asking. It did take some follow-up. It did take some training. It did take some effort. And we're willing to put that effort in. There's more coming up here. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Coming up, the protesters in France vandalizing speed cameras. It's
your compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing in 2019. Among the things discussed, negotiations over border security.
The president's opened the government on the basis that Democrats have signaled to us that they're willing to actually get serious about a real deal and get serious about fixing the problem at the border.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also announced the White House is putting pressure on Venezuela.
We will continue to use all of our diplomatic and economic tools to support interim President Guaido, the National Assembly, and the Venezuelan people's efforts to restore their democracy.
That pressure includes tough sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned oil company. In Houston, Texas, one suspect is dead and five police officers were shot after police tried serving a warrant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Rich Paul.
So as I said, we got the story on the way here about the protesters, the yellow vest protesters. You've been fascinated by these people, Rich.
Yeah. Well, you know, these are people that are going out and the police are beating them and killing them and putting their eyes out with rubber bullets, and they keep coming back. So that, to me, is I mean, you gotta love the huevos.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that I think that's inspirational to me about them is if you look at their vests, there will be other markings on the vests that they have added frequently. And mm-hmm.
These are the vests they're required to have in their vehicle by the French government.
Right.
That's why they all have them.
Right, right. And but they'll put markings on the back. I've seen them with hammers and sickles. I've seen them, but I've also seen them with a lot of other symbols. And they seem to have put aside the differences between factions and come together against a common enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I envy. you know, because
that
you
level
know,
of organization,
I'm,
that level of solidarity.
Exactly. I mean, I'm one of the organizers of the Yellow Vest World Awakening New Hampshire branch.
Really?
And yeah, I am.
Never heard
and,
of it.
Well, we're out there. Right. Mostly
do you have
we
yellow
exist
vest?
On Facebook. Not yet, but Jessica has one for me.
Okay.
She ordered a pack of them.
Right on.
But, you know, the thing that scares me and one of the things that's been slowing me down is can we get out there without Antifa fighting with the gun rights people or, you
internal
know.
Internal strife
exactly.
within
exactly. And yeah. that's what we can't have. So, you know, I hope that we can emulate what they've done in the United States and get a lot of people out there to say, hey, this New World Order is wrong. This corporatism is wrong. We may disagree on where to go from here, but what we have now is awful.
Yeah, it sure is. I got to say, I'm interested to see where that goes, Rich. I'm sure you'll be updating us as time goes on to you know, better explain what's happening.
Definitely.
What was the name of the movement you were organizer with again?
The page is the Yellow Jackets World Awakening New Hampshire branch.
Yellow Jackets World Awakening.
Yeah.
Awakening and, or Awakening?
Awakening.
Awakening. New Hampshire branch. Okay.
Yep. And there's a whole collection of Yellow Jackets World Awakening
And what are
groups.
They
work,
what are they awakening to? What is the awakening about?
Well, I mean, if you listen to the French, a lot of what they're talking about is the New World Order. Hmm. They've got a lot to say about the banking system. One of the things that they've done so far is try to arrange for runs on the banks.
Hmm. Wow.
They're very hostile to the banking interests, and that's always a good sign to me, because if you start being hostile to the banking interests, it says to me you're starting to understand where the problems are coming from.
Mm-hmm. Follow
and,
the money.
Yeah, follow the money. I mean, they talk about the gap between rich and poor. It's not about minimum wage. It's about inflation.
And, of course, the banks would not be as influential if it weren't for the governments of the world, because they both essentially work together, the governments and the banks, whether it be the central bank or its little banks that are connected in, you know, inextricably from the central bank. I mean, essentially every bank is backed up by the central bank, and certainly here in the United States, I'm sure it's true, in Europe as well. So they're given the ability to essentially print money into existence. Or they're given the ability to loan money into existence as well.
Mm-hmm.
Even the little banks are able to loan money into existence. And that's an incredible power that has been just simply given to them.
And when they screw it up, they get bailed out.
Yeah, sure.
If all of those foreclosed homes had been dumped at the market at the same time because the banks had been allowed to go naturally bankrupt, it would have been the largest redistribution of wealth from rich people to poor people in history. And
yeah.
It wouldn't have required any government action. It would have just required letting nature take its course.
And people would have gotten a hell of a deal on a house.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Right now, there are more empty homes than there are homeless people.
Is that true in the United States?
In the United States.
Yeah, banks will hold houses just to keep the price of houses high.
Huh.
And that's a lot of the real reason for the bailout is they wanted to stop the housing prices from falling long before they reached their natural level. And the natural level of housing prices would be one that kept all the houses full.
That's a great point. Let's go to the phones and to the phone. We got Chris. He's on the line in the Bronx. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on YouTube.
Hey, what's going on, my friend? Big time, long time.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So I was listening to that thing about El Chapo, and I was wondering, did you know that his connection was actually an Israeli named Lucky Larry Silverstein, who owns the World Trade Center, and he didn't show up to work on 9/11, made $4 billion off the insurance, and claimed to pull Building 7? Isn't
okay,
that
you're
crazy?
You're claiming that El Chapo's connection? What do you mean his connection?
Oh, just the connection to the conversation. And then you got Al Franken, who's a Jewish senator who said that he, in his own words, you can look it up on YouTube, got the Jew call not to show up to work.
I don't think I really want to talk about whatever it is you're talking about there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a sarcastic comment by Frank. And
Sounds like that person might be a racist, and I got better things to do.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Got better things to do than focus on some ridiculous conspiracy theory. Look, certainly there are people in positions of power who are Jewish. There are also people in positions of power who are Christians, people in positions of power who are Muslim. And there's all kinds of people who seek power. Their religious viewpoint doesn't mean anything. There are also Jewish people who clean toilets for a living. Okay? So the whole idea that there is some kind of Jewish conspiracy, honestly, it seems ridiculous on its face. What there is a conspiracy of people who seek power. There are people who want to, you know, you mentioned it in your when we were talking about the banks. There are people who want to use their power for their own benefit, and they have all kinds of different, you know, religious belief systems, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I liked Frank Herbert's quote, "All governments suffer from a recurring problem that power attracts pathological personalities." And that, I think, is what is really going on. It doesn't matter what color they are or what religion they are.
No.
The religion is, I want more power.
That's their true religion. Yeah, yes. I mean, they might go to a church on a Sunday. They might masquerade as though they're a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or whatever it is their beliefs are. They want you to believe that they're those things. But the reality is, like you're saying, they worship power, they worship money, and they worship control over other people, and that makes them feel good. It makes them feel good when they can tell people what to do and have them obey it. It's sick. And, you know, the libertarians are people who reject that whole concept of that it's okay to use violence against peaceful people. We're not okay with that idea, and that's where these, you know, these racists, and we've had to deal with this recently with, you know, like we mentioned earlier, kicking Chris Cantwell off the show a few years ago because he became a racist.
Cantwell!
Because somebody who believes in individuals should know better. If you have come to the conclusion that all that matters are what individuals do and say, and not where they were born or to, you know, who their parents were or what religious belief system or what the color of their skin is or any of these other aspects that they really didn't have any control over in their life, should focus on just what they do and what they say and make your own decision, make your judgment based on that, the individual.
The content of their character rather than the color of their skin.
To reject that after you've already embraced it, as Cantwell purportedly has done, is just, to me, so mind-boggling. But it wasn't just Cantwell. It was also a lady named Amanda Bolden here in New Hampshire who rejected that. She went the other direction.
She was never an anarchist.
And Molyneux.
She was always just a Democrat.
She went the other direction. She went to the left while Cantwell went to the right. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-453. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Smart Cash. It's a peer-to-peer digital currency. It's fast, secure, and it's easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. There's a lot of great cryptocurrencies out there in the world. Smart Cash is certainly one of them. They've got some neat things that make it unique in the world of cryptos. The Smart Hive governance model, which actually allows anybody who has smart to cast a vote.
So that's smart.
Yeah, there's some proposals that anybody can make with a very small amount of smart, so it doesn't cost a lot to make the proposal to the smart community, the smart hive, and then anybody with a smart, and one smart's less than 2 cents the last I looked, was less than 1.5 cents the last time I checked. But so if you got one smart, you've got one vote, meaning if you've got more than one smart, you have more than one vote. On the Smart Hive Project Treasury. There's also Smart Rewards, which is a price stabilization mechanism and a way to encourage long-term holding, which is one of the keys to the project's success. The way you earn Smart Rewards is you have to hold on to at least 1,000 smart, so less than 20 bucks worth of it. Hold on to 1,000 smart at this point, and then you hold it for at least a month's time and don't make any outgoing transactions from the wallet. And also, you have to control the keys to that wallet, so it has to be your wallet. You can't use like an exchange account or something like that. And then, if you hold it for at least a month, you're going to get smart rewards. And then if you hold it for another month, you'll get more smart rewards. So again, the trick is to not spend out of the account. If you spend out of the account during that month, you won't get smart rewards. So if you've got a, you can have a smart rewards wallet that you just hold, you just save, basically. It's like your savings wallet. And then you should have another one that you can spend from, because you don't want to spend from the one that you're, you know, you're doing your savings with.
Right.
Check it out over at smartcash.cc. That's smartcash.cc. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Tom's in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
In 2018, Mark Tippett ran for governor of Texas on the Libertarian ticket.
Okay.
His campaign website says, I will not stop fighting to end the war on drugs in America.
Great.
Okay. Now,
never heard of him, but that's great news.
Well, that's because you live in New Hampshire. A lot of people in Texas, however, would probably ham up that taunt where, you know, they squint and look puzzled and say, who? 98% voted against him. And mm-hmm. they can ham up that. They can go down to Herman Hospital in Houston right now and ham up that taunt and say, who? And see how much good it does to those five cops that just got shot and wounded in a drug raid in Houston, Texas. Those voters did not pull the trigger, but they pulled the lever. And it's their own fault. They voted wrong. They pretend they never heard of the Libertarian candidate, or they refused or failed to do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
They're going by whatever their TV spoon feeds them. They go out, they get up off the sofa during the commercial on the soap opera and bring, oh, these candidates stuff in my mailbox with all this junk, and they throw it out, and they go by whatever their TV spoon feeds them when the TV stations are just out to make money with something that's exciting. And the Libertarian stuff is boring. So that they, you know, they know that you won't.
Well, I don't agree. I think it's pretty exciting to talk about ending the war on drugs. That's a controversial issue.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like the football game gets big coverage because a lot of people will watch the football game. The chess tournament doesn't get people watching it because it's just people who can think. You know,
yeah,
well,
that's true.
See how much good it does to stand there in the emergency room of Herman Hospital in Houston, Texas, where five cops chose to get themselves shot and wounded. None of them are dead yet, but five of them got rushed to that hospital. And you stand there and say, who? And see how much good it does to those five cops.
See, I don't want to do any good to those five cops. Those five cops busted down the door of an innocent person and got a big hunk of lead in the face, which is what they deserve.
Yeah, that's kind of what you should expect when you're doing a B&E, you know? I mean, especially if you're doing a B&E in Texas, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
you
do a home invasion,
get shot.
Hot flying lead.
Well, I get what you're saying, though, Tom. You're saying if it weren't for the war on drugs, these cops wouldn't be dead now. And so for the people who supposedly...
Well, they're not dead.
They're not dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said five cops got shot.
They're just shot.
They got shot, but not killed.
They wouldn't be shot now.
They were badly shot.
That's correct. And
the person missed the killing shot.
Yes. Robert Heinlein, always beware of strong drink. It may lead you to shoot at tax collectors and miss.
So, Tom, your point, though, is for people that do like the cops... that want to see the cops survive, you're saying these cops were put in unnecessary danger because of the war on drugs, and that otherwise they would not have been in that situation.
Because of people who voted for the candidates who don't want to legalize drugs.
Good point.
They did not defend liberty with ballots, so the drug dealers proceeded to defend liberty as best they could with bullets.
Thank you for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sarah. She is in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. Our auto theft or auto burglary went down at the University of New Mexico this year.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So
what went down?
Auto thefts, burglaries.
Oh, car thefts. Okay.
Yeah, car theft, they're pretty rampant here. I think we average about, 29 car thefts per day. That's what it was, 2017.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, the UNM, they got their shares of cars stolen. So what they did was they put up more camera surveillances in the parking lot. And I guess they did other stuff, too, more officers, more patrol. But one of the things that I like is that they put cameras and surveillance, you know, somebody watching those cameras in the parking lot. So,
you think that's what made the difference? You think having cameras in the parking lot made the difference?
But I don't know how many they had. Maybe they might have a couple, and they might have put, Four exactly. I don't know what the exact numbers were, and there were people watching them. So it did help reduce it, and that's my point.
In some areas, that will work. Probably in most areas, that will work.
My whole point is I like the camera surveillance for this reason that we get more students enrolled in our colleges.
I don't necessarily want more students enrolled in colleges, but yeah. I don't want them to get their car stolen either.
Yeah, I don't think that whether or not the parking lot has cameras are really going to be a factor in whether or not a college student decides to enroll in a college. I mean, I've never actually wanted to go to college, so I went to a community college. So to me, I didn't even think about whether or not there were cameras in the car in the parking lot at the community college that I went to, and it wasn't exactly in the best part of Bradenton, Florida. It wasn't even something that even crossed my mind. So I doubt that that's a factor here as far as whether or not young people are deciding to go to UNM or some other college. But I will give it to you, and as Melanie pointed out here, it probably is a factor in the criminals deciding to rob the cars in that part.
Yeah, but unless you have a really, I mean, like in New Orleans, that probably wouldn't help. Unless you have like a really brazen, really violent, kind of almost dominant criminal population, mm-hmm. putting cameras is going to deter theft. I think in most places, putting cameras is going to deter theft.
Yeah, and they remember right. after they put the closed-circuit television cameras in the UK, they actually ended up finding out that it was not so much the cameras that were deterring the theft, but the lights that were deterring crime. The fact that there were street lights actually did more to reduce crime than the fact that cameras might have also been present in the same place. So these are some of the combinations that can make a difference. And I don't think there's anything wrong with putting up cameras as long as it's private property. You know, if it's a private property...
Well, just college is not.
No, it's not. But they do still have customers. I mean, they're not entirely...
I will kind of treat... So if the public... When the government is engaging as if it is a private party, mm-hmm. I will, for the most part, treat it as if it is one. So if the post office says, you have to stand in line here, I'm not going to be like, well, I'm homesteading this part of the desk.
Yeah.
And I can technically, in compliance with the non-aggression principle, I can do that. But it's kind of an a-hole move.
Well, yeah.
So if the college has a parking lot and they're like, we have cameras in our parking lot, like, okay, it wouldn't bother me if a private institution did that. So I'm not going to be particularly bothered by it if the state of New Mexico?
Yeah. Well, because they still have customers, even though they're not a true market-oriented agency. They still have to some extent, satisfy their customers. Because as we've seen here in Keene, there's a college here in town where their numbers have been going down. Mm-hmm. Their numbers of students that have been applying there are going down. And there are different reasons for that. But regardless, if they don't fix whatever those problems are, they're going to have some serious funding issues if they lose half their college population. They've already lost a few hundred of them, from what I understand. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Toll-free number if you want to join us in hour number 3, which is next, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about vandalizing a different type of cameras, speeding cameras.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.